Croft to Hadley. No ball called, wide down the leg side. Croft's 11th no ball. New Zealand move on to 325. Getting a little heated here. Colin Croft baiting umpire Fred Goodall, and the crowd responding with a little abuse for Colin Croft. Croft. Well, he hit umpire Fred Goodall on his run-up. He ran deliberately close to umpire Goodall, struck him on the way through, and we see Fred Goodall moving down to Clive Lloyd. That was a deliberate...
Yes, one of the more notorious days in the history of New Zealand cricket, Lancaster Park, back in 1980. West Indian bowler Colin Croft bumped into the New Zealand umpire Fred Goodall. The climax of an ill-tempered test series, which New Zealand, by the way, won 1-0. Today, news came through of the death of one of the principal characters in that drama, Fred Goodall. He was 83. Fred Goodall umpired 24 tests and 15 one-day internationals in a career that spanned from 1965 to 1988. In an era before neutral umpires, he was regarded as one of our best. And like many umpires overseas, he was accused of bias occasionally by visiting teams. Unlike some international umpires elsewhere, however, he had to make a living outside cricket as a teacher. I spoke to cricket commentator Brian Waddle. That, by the way, was not Brian Waddle doing the commentary then. That was John Morrison, the cricket commentary. But Brian Waddle earlier told me about Fred Goodall's contribution overall to New Zealand cricket.
A much respected umpire too. Very efficient, a very professional man. One of the game's characters, and I suppose that probably counted against him to a certain extent in that era of the game, because he was pretty much hard done by officials and players, where today some of the things that went on in that era anyway probably would have resulted in bans and fines and punishment, which weren't handed out on that occasion. But a very good umpire, and he was around for a long time and a passionate cricket man.
Tell me about the character side of the character.
Not a humorous man, but a man who was involved in the game socially. He liked a beer or two, and he was always prepared to talk about the game, and even up until last cricket season and even this year. And I'd seen him around. His health had deteriorated a lot, but he still loved talking about cricket, and he loved the game, and he certainly committed a fair bit of time to it. And I think he was regarded by many people as the kind of person who was passionate about the game. And, you know, while there might be a few who didn't agree with some of his decision-making, that's part of the character of cricket to a certain extent, and you have to accept everything that goes. And I'm sure players did, certainly Fred did. I mean, he gave me out once and I had him on over a beer about it, and it didn't change our relationship. It wasn't a good LBW decision either.
I used to see him sometimes at the Basin Reserve. He was still a keen, as you say, he was still a keen cricket watcher.
Always arrived there early in the morning of the major games so that he got a good seat in the front row. Always well-dressed, tidy, polite man, very honest and very straightforward. And up until sort of the last 18 months to 2 years, always prepared to talk about the game. And, you know, in my role in the game, he was always supportive and encouraging. And with his wife, Di, they spent a lot of time at the Basin Reserve. And, you know, it's a loss. And there are some wonderful memories as well as some of the controversial moments that might have surrounded his umpiring career.
Tell me, were you a commentator during that 1980s tour?
Yes, I was, but not in those games where the issue started in Dunedin, firstly, and then in Christchurch, where Colin Croft did an unacceptable act in terms of shouldering. And today, that would not be accepted. In fact, it wasn't accepted as something that should have happened in those years. And there was the time in Dunedin where Michael Holding, who seems to be one of those who was held up today as one of the paragons of virtue in cricket, but he kicked over the stumps with one of the greatest kicks I've ever seen. He got his right leg up as high as you could possibly get.
Yeah, he was. He could see he was a great athlete.
Oh, yeah, and that photo still lives while John Parker stands there, bat in hand, twiddling with his glove.
Probably was out, wasn't he?
Oh, he probably was, but he was given not out. And whether it was right or wrong, accepting the umpire's decision was the way and still is the way. And it was the arrogance of that West Indies side that really left a sour taste in everybody's mouth, and the fact that they didn't come out because they were objecting to Fred Goodall in the Christchurch test when Colin Croft went way beyond the realms of acceptability. All those sorts of things are just not things that can be condoned in any form, then or now.
Later on in 1987, I remember Viv Richards, I think, giving him a hard time on the field, giving him a few verbals. And I think that was based on the allegation that Fred Goodall might have said one or two racist things about the West Indies after that tour.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, and I remember many of those incidents, but I can't recall anything that might have been said as such. But then again, I've worked with Viv Richards, and I certainly wouldn't want to take him on in a one-on-one confrontation at any stage. Fred was a man who was a professional in what he did. He was prepared to stand by his decisions, right or wrong, and you have to accept that in terms of what he contributed to the game. And he was a wonderful contributor to the game. You know, there's any amount of controversy around a lot of people in the game. Some of it may be justified, some of it may not be. But in the end, we have to be bigger than that as individuals and collectively to get over that and respect people for what they do and the contribution that they make. And Fred Goodall made a wonderful contribution in his field to the game of cricket.
How do you rate him as an umpire?
Oh, he was up there with the very best. He would have made mistakes, and I'm sure he would have known that. All umpires make mistakes. But I think he was as good as any that we have had, and he had the record to prove it. What did you say, 24 test matches at a time when New Zealand didn't play a lot of test match cricket around the globe, and we didn't have international tours or umpires going to umpire in other parts of the world. But I think he was respected for that. As an umpire who did his job, he was also one who would have owned up for any failings. He was a guy who you would talk to, almost military in terms of the way he did things, the way he walked down to the middle, the way he gave his decisions. But, he was up there with the best umpires we have turned out in this country, and a wonderful character as part of the game.
Did he ever reconcile with the West Indies team?
I think he reconciled with Clive Lloyd. I don't think he ever reconciled with Colin Croft. He was offered the opportunity, I think, to meet Colin Croft. In fact, I was part of a club that tried to organise a dinner where they were supposed to be the speakers. But unfortunately, Fred didn't want part of that. So he obviously held a bit of a grudge against Colin Croft in those circumstances. But I think he reconciled with many of those people who had the chance to reflect on their reactions, and Clive Lloyd being one of those, because Clive Lloyd spent a lot of time in New Zealand after his playing days.
Brian, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Pleasure, Brian.
Cricket commentator Brian Waddle, remembering the New Zealand cricket umpire Fred Goodall, who died today aged 83.